Well, so I feel like we've got quite a crowd in the studio.
Well,
at the moment.
I feel like it's all suddenly got quite exciting on Heart Breakfast, Stu, because 8th of December to the 2nd of January sees Aladdin at the Grove Theatre in Dunstable. He's behind you, Stu.
Yeah, well, most of the cast are in the studio.
Yay!
Yay!
This
is so good. Where to start?
So good. I feel very underdressed first off for the occasion. I wish I had my Princess Jasmine trousers on. That would have been amazing.
It's fine. It's all going on underneath. Let's start with the baddie, shall we? Because I tell you what, when I go to a panto, when there's a decent baddie and the kids start booing, and you can't get better than who they've got this year. Brian Capron, you might remember. Richard Hillman from Corrie, who I used to sit there and go, Gail, please stop believing him. And she believed every week. And she didn't she have the best line to describe your character, Brian? Just remind me what it was, because it's iconic what she said.
You're like Norman Bates with a briefcase.
That's what she said.
You see, even hearing your voice then, I can already feel my children trembling in their seats.
You should have stayed at the party, Maxine.
Oh my goodness, with Maxine, yes. Oh, and the knock the over there. It's such, I mean, iconic and voted as one of the best Corrie villains of all time, which makes you perfect to play the villain, of course, in Aladdin.
Yeah. No, it's fun. I love doing the villain. It's such good fun. I mean, when I left Corrie, I didn't do any panto because I didn't think I was a singing, dancing person. They'd probably say I still aren't, you know. But I came into it relatively lately, and of course, because of the Richard Hillman situation, I can go straight in as baddies, and it's one of the best parts, and it's such good fun.
He has good costumes. As well, doesn't
and
he?
Everyone says being the baddie is the best bit because, you know, with the best one in the world, guys, when you've done, 25 shows in a row, there's going to be a show where you feel like you want to go on stage and be a baddie. He's the only one that can do it, all right? None of you've all got to be sweetness and light. Yeah. He can do it.
Yes, third show of a 13-show week. That's when it happens.
Have you done panto before? Is this literally your first one?
No. I did Captain Hook last year.
I've
done Captain Hook a couple of times, but Abenaza's great, and we've got such a nice team, and there's a lot of, I think a lot about panto depends on the producer, and this producer puts a lot of heart and soul in the show and makes a bit of a difference.
Well, he wants the lamp, doesn't he, Abenaza? I mean, you know.
He's after the lamp.
He'll do anything to get that lamp.
Brian, there's a little bit of innuendo going on there.
Surely not.
What might be nice is actually for you to introduce us to some of the other members of the cast right now, actually.
And, yes, if I can remember their names.
And then we'll chat with them next. So who should we meet next?
Sarah and Kieran.
Kieran likes to come forward to have a little chat. your audition on Britain's Got Talent, when I watch the show, I'm always like, I'm so nervous for the people, but it must be hard for you to describe how nervous you were. You must be quaking in your boots before you have to do something like that.
Yeah, it was a very sort of nerve-wracking. Originally I didn't want to go for the audition. It was Sarah that begged me to go for the audition.
Yeah, I didn't beg.
Well, not literally, but she sort of said, "Would you come? Should we do it?" And I was like, "Oh no, we've done it before." Blah blah blah. And anyway, so we just kind of went in and we just sort of did it, and we were just sort of really pleased with how far we'd got. And we said before we get in, if we get to the semi-finals of BGC, we said that would be a sort of great achievement for both of us, really. So it was very nerve-wracking, And then when it's like 3-2-1 live. And then you're straight into your song. It is the scariest feeling, but it's also like an amazing feeling as well.
On a stage looking at Simon Cowell, I mean, for goodness sake, how could anyone? I couldn't even make a peep, let alone sing a song. But I'm guessing it's amazing preparation for panto because children are the toughest judges. You thought Simon Cowell was bad. Seriously.
Well, it's weird. I think like when you walk on, you're so chilled out from speaking like Ant and Dec are there, and it's just weird. It's like you become their friends and stuff. And then you walk on and then They were like glowing and they looked like gods. It's weird to describe, but we were just like, right, just normal people. It's not Simon Cowell. Yeah. It's just me mate, Simon.
Yeah. He's just his parents.
Me mate, Simon,
And so what are the characters that you guys are playing in the panto?
Well, I'm actually making my debut this year and playing Widow Twankey. So I'm going to be the Dane, yes.
Amazing. Yes. So, I've seen you in your makeup. I didn't realise that was you.
Yeah, you look amazing in the picture. And is it something, Dane, you've done before?
I haven't. Well, I did I did a mini tour it was more of an ugly sister. So I played Cruella in Cinder's. It was based on Soho. Cinder's called Cinder's a New Musical. It's my first time actually playing a dame in terms of like a sort of motherly dame, so I'm really excited. When he first offered me, I was very nervous. I was like, oh, but now I'm sort of in there and I'm doing it. I'm having a great time.
Who are you going to be then, Sarah?
Am the slave of the ring and the genie of the lamp. I have two roles. And in the second half I have 9 costume changes.
I'm jealous. Have you got like a proper genie outfit?
Yeah, proper. Like, little gems and even a wig. Oh, it's fabulous.
Oh, how gorgeous.
Shall we meet Wishy Washy next?
Yes, let's.
Shall we meet Wishy Washy next?
Wishy Washy.
Hello, boys and girls.
I'm guessing that when you come out onto the stage, you might get quite a reaction from the audience.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, I've done Panto a few times.
Well, and you're from CBeebies, nice aren't you? Things,
yeah. I'm from CBBC. Yeah. It is, how dare you? CBeebies
the
is for babies.
Yeah, we're not on CBeebies. We're on CBeebies in my house.
So it's Ed Petrie from CBBC, and wow, I mean, Panto for you is like that. That is your crowd, isn't it? You'll be like a pop star on stage for them.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. They've got free view.
Yeah. they've got free view with Wishy Washy. You have to do quite a lot of comedy with the dame, don't you? As well as
yeah, she's my mum, Widow Twankey. Yeah, mm. yeah.
Which is that's a weird thing, isn't it? Really?
No. Nothing weird about a man in a dress these days. No, absolutely fine.
And it was more that he was your mother. That was what was weird. I was thinking.
No. What's nice is we got on immediately, so we've got that rapport straight away. Yeah. So that's good.
Nice one.
Funny thing is, Stuart seems to know quite a lot about Aladdin. Only why I did does it. He know this?
He did it years
you
ago.
Were Aladdin. He
oh
was
no,
Aladdin.
You didn't.
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did. Now who's because obviously for me, I was like, as soon as I found out Aladdin, I was like, who's my Princess Jasmine?
Yeah.
Who is the Princess Jasmine?
That's the lovely Olivia.
Olivia, step to the mic, Olivia.
Olivia, this is exciting. So you are Aladdin's love interest. Do you get some killer numbers on your own?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I've got a great Beyoncé number.
Oh, what? Which one?
Love on Top.
Oh, my God.
Can it get any better?
Oh, my goodness. This is going to be brilliant.
Princess Jasmine. Go, Princess Jasmine.
You know what? The best part, because it's like, what is my solo song? That's all I would care about. Obviously, the rest of the cast. Very important.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is my first Panto. I've only just graduated from college. So this is like my first stage job. So when I found out I was doing Love on Top, I was a bit like, oh, right, okay. But no, it's great.
That's a big song to do.
It's a very big song, yeah.
It just keeps building, doesn't it?
It really does.
Where's your other half? You're going to introduce us to your other... Where's the man
Joe
of your dreams?
Joe here is my Aladdin.
Step forward, Aladdin. We need
now,
to...
Aladdin Joe has quite a special story, don't you, Aladdin?
Yeah.
Come on.
I wouldn't say special.
Yeah, make it special, Joe. Right, okay, no pressure, but we'd like it to be.
Well, the Grove Theatre opened in 2007, and their first panto was Peter Pan with Brian Blessed. And I did that pantomime in Dunstable, and now 10 years I'm back.
Oh,
hooray!
My goodness, that's mad.
I know. Amazing, yeah, it? It's crazy. It is actually quite weird to be back. Yeah.
Exciting.
And Aladdin is, I mean, that is the man to play. Speaking of someone who's played Aladdin.
Yeah, any tips? Come on.
Yeah, actually, I could do with some, to be fair.
What I found was that you're never off stage.
Yeah.
Because it is your story. It is. So you are literally... Yeah. And what happens is, while other members of cast will go for their little 20 minutes in the dressing room and get called, you're like, I'm always here. I never get a chance to go.
Just going
to
sing some Justin Timberlake now. Bye, guys.
Yeah. Oh, well, that would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Great song.
Yeah.
So
you get to fly on a carpet.
Am I allowed to say?
Wrong thing to ask.
You're the only one.
Yeah, kind of.
Gosh, that's amazing.
It's actually, it's a bit 2016. You'll have to come and see it. It's a bit 2016.
It sounds amazing.
That's everyone.
Just
checking.
We just want to get Brian back for a final word, because we're very, very excited about Aladdin. I'm already quite scared of you. Tell everyone why this is the panto that they have to book this season.
Yeah, go on, Brian.
Yeah. Go, Brian.
Ooh, no pressure.
Abby Wabby.
Because it's the... Abby Wabby. Well, because it is the best panto for 100 miles around Milton Keynes.
There we are. The man said it. So it is Grove Theatre Dunstable, 8th of December to the 2nd of January. Lovely to have you in, guys.
Yeah,
thank
lovely.
You so
all
much.
Of you. Ooh. It sounds like it's going to be a fantastic show. Best of luck with it. Enjoy.
Lots of fun.
And we look forward to hearing all about it.
Yes.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye.